You're tuned in to Alice Cooper. Ross the Boss. This is Blood of Knives. Great. Ross the Boss, we will kill. So look out. They're on a mission. And they're gonna kill somebody. I don't know who. Kinda scary. Amazing voice. Wow. That was cool. I don't know if I could mimic that. I really don't. Ross? Ross, buddy. Where are you? You can call now. How about now? Are you stuck in a car? You're driving somewhere, aren't you? Aw, buddy. Ben said you were gonna call. I even got the email that said you're gonna call. I said I was here. I'm here. I'm totally here. I'm totally waiting patiently for you to phone. Ross? Ross? Ross the boss! Well, you're the boss, so I guess you call the shots, huh? Because you're the boss. So I'm gonna wait. We're gonna wait for Ross to call. You know what? I heard a funny joke. I'm probably gonna burn in hell for telling it, but still. It was so funny, I can't pass it up. Okay, this nun. She hears these workmen, you know, and they're all swearing and everything. So she figures she's gonna go and sit down, eat lunch with them. So she's got her little bag, you know, with her sandwich and apple in it, and she pulls up to the table and she says to everyone, "Do all of you know Jesus Christ?" And they're looking at each other, you know, they don't know what to say. And then one guy yells up to this guy that's on the second floor, "Hey, you know Jesus Christ?" The guy goes, "No, why?" And he says, "Well, his wife's here with his lunch." You're supposed to be laughing. I don't know if you are or not, but I was laughing like crazy when I heard it. Because I just thought, holy crap, that's priceless. Seriously. She's there with his lunch. Get it? I thought it was great. There were a couple of those jokes floating around the other day. Well, I'm thinking, God has a sense of humor. You know, I mean, he made us. He made me. He's got to have a sense of humor to have made me. Like, my goodness. Ross! Where are you, man? He's being the boss. He's testing me. He wants to see what I'm going to say. And I don't know what to say, because I never have a clue what I'm talking about. 98% of the time. Maybe if I was serving lunch, Ross would have been here right now. Who knows? Because usually when there's food involved, you know, guys will show up because there's food. I can make you a sandwich. It might be peanut butter only, but still. Hey, it's a sandwich. Ross, where are you? Why are you doing this to me? I know, you're not doing it to me. You're probably stuck in traffic, swearing, smashing your steering wheel, throwing beer cans out the window at pedestrians, because they're keeping you in traffic. No? Yeah? I'm picturing this as I'm saying it. I can see it happening. Seriously. I don't know what to do. Should I play one more Ross the Boss tune? How about I do that? I can do that. Really quick. Which one? Well, because I have so many. He sent me like a ton. I don't know what ILH is. So how about I'll play that one? Because I don't know what it is. You guys ready? Okay, we'll play this one. And then hopefully, at the end of it, Ross will phone. You're late! Well, that wasn't very long, was it? It was a whole 49 seconds long. Maybe I should have picked another song. How about... Oh, I didn't play this one. Maybe Sam will let me. It's called I Got the Right. He's got the right to be late. See? Ross, call me. Buddy, where are you? You're getting me worried. It's the hot tub, isn't it? Oh, yeah. You don't want to get out of there. I should know better. Those hot tubs, they're the doom of us DJs every time. He'll call. And I got confirmation before the show, so I'm pretty sure he's calling. Maybe he got time zones wrong. I don't know. But I'm going to play I Got the Right right now. And then hopefully at the end of it, he'll phone. All right, I do have Ross, the boss, on the phone. And he is the boss. You are the boss. You've got...
What's up, everybody?
Everybody seems to be doing okay.
How's my Canadian friends?
You know what? Really good.
My Canadian friends, right? I'm calling north of the border. Am I correct?
You are. I'm all the way up in Winnipeg.
Huh?
I'm all the way up in Winnipeg.
Nice.
It's kind of cold.
Nice.
I almost have my parka on in the house because the windows are open. It's not that nice of a day out. I mean, it's sunny, but it's still kind of cold. You're at the batting cage.
Yeah, I own a batting cage here in Queens, New York, and my passion for sports, too, so... Actually, my son is a great baseball player, so he's playing in college now, so we had he needed a place to practice, so we made it for him.
Wow.
And it's really catching on. People, it's like the hot spot for baseball here in Queens.
Well, just listening to it, I want to go.
What's that?
Just listening to it, I want to go. Seriously. I'd love to bat a ball around.
Little do they know I'm a heavy metal rock and roll musician. Well, if they look at me, they could probably guess. I'm not like a plumber, but, you know.
I think that's a great job to have.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds so cool.
Right.
You know, like, you could have been anything.
Yes, I could have, sure. According to my family, I should have been a doctor.
Oh, really?
But I am a doctor. I'm a doctor of metal.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Totally cool. I'm just in shock. A batting cage. That would have never.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because here's this thing about athletes and musicians. Musicians want to be athletes, and athletes want to be musicians. And if you really check it out, that's the truth.
Actually, you know what? You're right.
I know.
Because whenever musicians are around each other, they're always playing sports.
That's right.
You know, you've got the guys that play hockey all the time. Look at Alice's people. They always play golf.
Right. Mike Piazza, the ex-catcher for the Mets, great, great hitter, was a big-time metal fan. You know, he always plays drums, so.
Wow.
There's a lot of instances of athletes playing music.
And the other way around.
That's right.
It works both ways.
That's right.
Alan says you should join back with Manowar.
When am I going back with Manowar?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
No time soon, my friend. No time soon.
No?
No. But we are playing a lot of shows this summer with Scott Columbus, the ex-drummer of Manowar.
Really?
We're playing a lot of shows. So if you check on the internet, we're playing, let's see, we're playing the Bloodstock Festival in England in August, I believe. We're playing in Sweden. We're playing in Finland. And we're playing in Cyprus, Greece. We're playing, and there's talk of a whole Russian tour now. So playing a lot of shows with Scott as our very special guest.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And yeah. You've got a new album. Yes. That you're going to be putting out, too.
And we're working, you've been listening to New Metal Leader, and we're working on our second CD now, so chances of me going back to Manowar are probably slim to none.
No, it's not. You'll go back. You'll go back. But, I mean, you'll have both.
When I'm going forward.
Yeah, but... Well, you'd still be going forward even if you went back.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to revisit the past sometimes, but, you know, when I'm firmly planted in the present and the future, I'm not really anytime soon going back, so.
Huh. I really like the album you sent me.
Well, thank you very much.
That was really cool stuff.
Right, what else did you play there?
I played... I Got the Right, ILH, Death and Glory, We Will Kill.
We Will Kill?
Yep.
Full song.
And Blood of Knives.
And Blood of Knives, that's the video that's on YouTube. Yes.
Oh, there's a video on YouTube of that one?
That's right.
Sweet.
So
you have to go, like, place.
Go on YouTube and just Google in or whatever you Google, Twitter, whatever the hell they just put in Ross the Boss Blood of Knives, and lo and behold, you will get it.
Sweet. I'm going there after.
Yeah. It's a beautiful video, actually. It was filmed by this wonderful German girl, Katja Pielke, and she's done a lot of videos, Primal Fear, Sinner, a whole bunch of stuff. She's great.
Cool.
And she did a very stark one camera shoot for us, and we had and you can see it. It's a really really locked in live black and white, and it's really good video.
Brianna in the chat room says, "Hi, Ross."
Hi, darling. What's up, girl?
She's just hanging out. There's a couple people in the chat room hanging out. We were hoping you were going to be by a computer. But you're not. You're at the batting cage.
Yep.
What a cool place to be. Except for you can barely hear me, right?
It's been raining for months and snowing and people have been dying to get out and the season's starting, but there's nowhere to play because everything's underwater.
Oh, God.
So the batting cage really is clean. We're cleaning up, so that's not a bad thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it indoor?
Indoors, yes.
Oh, cool.
But the most important thing is that Ross the Boss is a real band. My band is from Germany. The three guys are from Germany. Can I introduce them?
Sure.
Sure. On drums, we have the German Hammer. His real name is Matthias Mayer. We call him the German Hammer, a.k.a. German Hammer. On bass, we have Carsten Kettering. A great bass player, performer, and a great songwriter in his own right. He wrote three songs on the upcoming new CD that we're working on right now. And on lead vocals, we have Patrick Fuchs. I say one of the best new premier lead singers in the world in power metal.
And, I agree with you.
If no one got that message on this last album, they'll get the message on this next coming album.
I totally agree with you. His vocals totally kicked my ass.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if I could... recreate him. I don't think I could do that.
The thing is about our group is we're a group. It's not a solo effort. Everyone writes songs. You know, I'm not a crazy dictator, and I let the guys do their thing. I let the music breathe, and I don't constrict anybody. So that's why we sound like a band.
Well, I really digged it.
Well, thank you very much.
That was cool stuff.
Well, thank you very much, Mallet.
You're welcome.
Okay, so listen, any other questions? Because I have a rampaging house here.
I hear that. I don't want to keep you because, well, you're at the batting cage.
Yeah, well.
And you can barely hear me.
Everybody up there, happy holiday, whatever the hell you celebrate. To all the pagans, I don't know what pagan holiday it is, but I know it's Easter. And the Jewish people and the Catholic people and the, who knows, you know.
Yeah, it's so hard to, like, be politically correct.
Happy something. And check out our stuff. Check out our YouTube videos. RossTheBoss.com, Ross-the-boss.com for updates. And look for us on tour this summer with our special guest, ex-Manowar drummer Scott Columbus, doing some shows, playing some real old-school Manowar and our new stuff.
Cool.
Yep.
Did you want to plug your websites?
Yeah, I just said RossTheBoss.com. Ross dash. You need the dash. Other, if you don't get the dashes, you have hair products.
Okay.
We get the hair product company. So Ross-TheBoss.com.
You have MySpace too, as well, though.
Yeah, we have MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Jitter, everything you know. We got it. It's all there.
Awesome.
And I want to wish you the best, and thank you for soldiering on the spirit of true heavy metal.
Oh, thanks so much, Ross.
You're welcome, darling.
Thanks for taking the time to call me.
It's a pleasure, it's an honor, and thank you for playing our music.
And anytime you want back on the show, you just get back
Absolutely.
A hold of Ben. And
let's kick some ass.
For sure.
All right?
You take care of yourself, buddy.
Okay, darling.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. See, Ross was at work. Poor guy. He owns the batting cage. Uh-huh. Made it for his son. Mm-hmm. Because his son's a baseball player. Well, I just found out. See? I don't know. What are we going to do now? I wasn't expecting him to be at a batting cage. He couldn't even hear me. Poor guy. You know, I feel terrible. Because he couldn't hear me. All he could hear, and all I could hear was ding, ding, ding. Every 2 seconds, ding. I don't know if I could work there. You know, I'm thinking about it now. That would probably drive me completely insane. For both. The first couple of weeks. I'm assuming you'd get probably used to it. But holy heck, man. It reminds me of being a receptionist where the phone rang every 2 seconds. Oh, I hated that. Dudes. Seriously. I was completely insane. Well, thank you very much, Ross. You're the boss. Definitely. And I'm glad that he was okay. I don't have any Manowar, Alan. I don't have any. I didn't get permission to air any of that. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Oh, man. Wow. I feel like I was playing baseball, to be totally honest with you. I'm like all worn out. Wow. I can't believe he called us from there. He couldn't hear me. That was the biggest problem. He couldn't hear barely anything. And he tried walking as far away as he could. And unfortunately, there was nowhere to walk that he could hear. So, it's kind of like one of those situations. What do you do? You know? But at least he called. So, that's the great part. He called. All is good. I'm going to play some Bareilles. 12-21-12. How about that? And I'll just keep rocking you out till the end of the show. Can you handle it? I think so.